Well, good morning to each and every one of you out there who may be listening today. My name is Linda Sims, and this is WGH Talk. Today is August the 10th. 221 days have passed by already. I can remember when January came in, vaguely. I mean, it's moving so fast, I can't keep up, right? So now there remains 144 days. And this is a time of year when the stores, like, crowds everything in. So there's, like, trick-or-treat up already. There's also Thanksgiving things up already. And you know Christmas will be in a couple weeks. At least decorations and, you know, where you can start getting your house ready. And my great-granddaughter, I had the privilege of having her in my home yesterday. And it had been a while. And she was telling me about that her and her mother were getting ready to change their decor to fall. Well, I really didn't get into the spring thing except for flowers outside. And my roses, bugs were eating up my roses, my beautiful yellow roses. So I was kind of upset about that. But I'm just letting you know that there still remains 144 days left in this year. You still have time to do, like, summer vacations, things that you wanted to do during the summer and the warmer months. You can still do those things. I also need to share a little bit more about the show and this program. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. When you type in that address, Google, Internet, scroll down to the black bar. There's a white arrow. Click on that. Search. Scroll down a little further and you will see talk show hosts by name and all their many past broadcasted shows that you have the advantage of listening to. We also have the opportunity for you to download a free app called TuneIn. And on this app, you can get us, like, right now live. Once you download TuneIn from your Play Store or your App Store, you know, download it. Once you get it downloaded, open it, click on it, go to the search bar and type in WWGH. Or you can call in during this live broadcast. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments about the subject that will be discussed, maybe you have some answers that we never even thought about. We covet your participation in the show. Okay, now, let us move on. I do have a few things I also need to share with you before I get on with the show. Those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month from the time of 12 noon until 2 p.m. Now, Pastor Jackie Peterson has on their property, they have developed a wellness fitness walk area immediately across the street from their church. So they will be breaking ground and opening that up. They will be having a health fair and also a school giveaway. So they want everyone to come out and help them to break ground for this wellness fitness walk area and take advantage of the many things that Logos Christian Ministries is offering the community. So if you have no need of any of these things, please share this information with those that do. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club. which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County schools, along with all of North Union City and County schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939 if you are interested in having your students being a part of this after-school faith-based program. Please call her. If you know of someone else who has children and has talked about their desire of having their children in this type of program, please write down this number and share this information with them. This telephone number, once again, is 740-262-0939. And at this time, Cheryl Lee is a big fundraiser for that Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club program. She is a die-hard promoter, sponsor, and not only that, fundraiser. And this is the announcement she wants me to share with you today. Starting today through Saturday, there will be yard sales, garage sales, rummage sales along Old Route 30, which is actually the Lincoln Highway, the first highway that went coast to coast in our nation across Ohio, will be rammed, sailed, and it may even go into Indiana and Pennsylvania. But the hot spot is Osceola, where Child Evangelism Fellowship is hosting their yard sale for a fundraiser of our chapter. Now, I know at least the past 5 years they have been a part of this coast-to-coast yard sale and have done great as far as fundraising. So if you want to be a part of that, please contact Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. If you even have something that you want to donate, call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. Okay. I also like to start my show off with a thought for today. And let's pull that thought up for today. All right, Google, let's get this done. Okay, thought for today. Let's go with solutions to problems. So I know I have sometimes trouble finding solutions to problems. And maybe some of you find yourself in the same predicament as I do sometimes. Sometimes I find it hard to even make decisions. Well, if I say yes, what's going to happen? If I say no, what's going to happen? Maybe I need to change my mind. Sometimes it's back and forth, and I don't like myself when I'm in that way. And maybe you don't either. But the title to this thought for today is called Solutions to Problems. In order to find solutions to problems, it is important to improve the quality of my thinking. I need to calm my mind by creating peaceful thoughts. The first thing that follows is that problems stop affecting me. He's saying, want you... calm your mind by creating peaceful thoughts. The first thing that happens is that problems stopped affecting you. And it goes on to say, I am able to think more clearly, and which brings about a solution. Isn't that great? I'm going to try to remember that. And if that speaks to you, I'm sure you will try to do the same thing. Solutions to problems. I'm going to write that down. Quiet that mind, right? That seems to be a lot of new information. Yeah, for some of us it is, and for some of us it is not. Or are you the type of person that don't really have to worry about those type of things? You know, I have a daughter who says, I have no problem saying no. And believe me, she does not. And that is one of the things that I struggle with. But we're going to do a Bible lesson today. And in my next hour, I will be having Dan Stahl. He has a lot of history of Marion, Ohio. He would like to share with those of you who will be listening today. I will be doing Bible study out of a devotional book titled Streams in the Desert. This Streams in the Desert comes from the book of John. And it is for August the 10th. Let me get August the 10th up. And you know, there was something else that the Lord laid on my heart today. Prayer cloths. I don't know if any of you are interested in prayer cloths or would like to have a prayer cloth prayed over for faith-based ministers in our community, men of good standing and of good report. And I could have them available for you. And if you're interested in that, please give me a call and I could write down your name, or give Scott a call when he's here. But the number here is 740-383-9944 if you're interested in receiving a prayer cloth. Now, you know that A Voice of a People is not only a community type program about what's going on in our community, and about also interviewing people from our community and find out what's going on and what they're doing and how they are impacting Marion, Ohio. This is also a faith-based program. I have many ministers here. Sometimes we have prayer going on here. I'm a minister as well. And the Lord laid on my heart today to offer prayer cloths to those who listen. And if you know someone who may be in need of a prayer cloth, and you know prayer cloths came from long time ago when ministers took the time to pray over pieces of cloth no longer than maybe 3x5, no longer than 5 inches. I think I had one 6x6 one time. And what you do, you just maybe, the cloth is already prayed on for the Lord to meet you at the point of your need. Now, all kind of needs have been prayed over this cloth. Once you receive this cloth, I used to always put one in my billfold. You know, so I needed it there for like money. Or I put it under my pillow because maybe I was having bad dreams or something like that. And I don't know, there's something, it's just something about it. And maybe it's not, maybe it's just a thought that you have something there to hold on to, right? Material type thing. So if you're interested, give me a call. Linda Sims right here, Voice of a People. I'm only here now on Thursdays from 10:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. I mean, from 10:15 to the top of the hour of 11 a.m. Then I'm back on again at 11:15 to the top of the hour of 12 noon. So if you're interested in that, please give me a call. 740-383-9944. Now, so like I shared with you earlier, we are doing a Bible study. And this Bible study is from John chapter 11. And I'm going to read that scripture to you. John chapter 11. If you have it, Get your Bibles out. And follow along with me as I read the content of John. I'm going to start at John chapter 11, verse 1. As soon as I type this in. All right, this is one. You know, there's two stories in the Bible about a man called Lazarus. This is the one who had died and had been buried for 4 days. The other Lazarus is about Lazarus and the rich man. This man was very sick and had sores, and the rich man would not do anything to relieve Lazarus when he had much. But this is about Lazarus, which was buried for 4 days, Jesus' friend. So I'm going to give you the backdrop of the story. Now, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. They knew that Jesus really loved their brother Lazarus. They also had comfort in knowing that God, that Jesus loved them as well. So they're like, the one you love is sick. You know, aren't you going to come and see about him? When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. We go through different things in our lives and in our bodies, and they are just for the glory of God, not for the glory of the doctor, not for the glory of yourself or maybe your loved ones, but entirely for the glory of God, because he will do it. He will fix it. Whatever you need done, he can and will do it. Let us continue. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be glorified thereby. So the Son of Man, which was Jesus, he came as the Son of Man. He would be glorified for this situation or predicament that they are in right now. Now Jesus, he loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, and I just shared that with you a second ago. When he had heard, therefore, that Lazarus was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. I mean, he did not get up immediately and go there to that place to see Lazarus while he was sick. He must have been like what they call at the end of his life. But still, he did not get up and run and go there. And after that, he said to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. So he's going in a different direction, in a different city, for a different purpose. Now his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and you going back there again? Because you know, Jesus had enemies, and they did not like what he was preaching, teaching. They did not like the things that he was saying against what they thought was lawfully right for them to do. So people wanted to stone him, kill him, get rid of him. So Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumble not, because he see the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. He knew Lazarus was dead. He wasn't there. He was a long way from there, but he knew Lazarus was dead. At the moment he spoke it, Lazarus died. He Let me see, where did I stop? These in. He says, "But I go, that I may awake him out of sleep." Then said his disciples, "Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well." Like he lay down and took a nap, you know. That's what they're thinking. "Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I am not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Now, what kind of remark was that? That always bothers me. What kind of remark is that Thomas is making? "Then, when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. Lord, Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am. If you never heard anything powerful before, because you know back in Moses' time, Jesus said, I am. Tell the people of Israel, I am have sent you. I am. Now that's powerful. I am the resurrection and the life. That's God's name. I am. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever live and believe in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe this? He that believe and whosoever, anybody that believe in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He's asking her. He's asking you. He's asking me. She saying to him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. And as soon as Mary heard, she rose quickly and came unto Jesus. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then, when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept because he loved her. He loved Martha. He loved Lazarus. He loved all the other people that were there. He loves you and he loves me. And he is compassionate toward us. He has empathy for us when we are suffering and when we are going through hard times, when we have lost someone. He feels what we feel. And people say, well, why did he allow it? We live in a fallen world. There's good and bad here. And things that happen are not always going to be nice. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Don't do that. Jesus said unto her, said I not, I know he's talking to you, I know he's talking to me, said I not unto thee that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Do you know that God hears you when you call? Do you know that God hears you when you pray? Do you know that God hears you when you're upset and you're crying and you don't have any answers? Don't you know that God knows exactly who you are, what your name is, what your situation is, what you're going through? And not only that, he has the answer for you. Jesus laid out these examples for us. Know that he hears us when we call and when we cry out for him and need him. And I knew that thou hearest me always, Jesus is saying. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus is dead. Lazarus is buried in a tomb, but Jesus still say, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. He was bound hand and foot with grave clothes on, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. And that's what Jesus is saying to each and every one of us today who may be bound by sickness and you've been sick for weeks and sick for months and you can't seem to find any relief from what's going on with you. And he's saying, loose her, get your hands off them. For by my stripes they are healed this day. Because the great I am says so, and he knows that his Father hears him. So I'm praying because I know that my Father hear me, and I'm praying for you. Maybe someone's loved one is locked up behind bars, and God is saying, loose them right now. Maybe they're not even guilty. Maybe they have things mixed up. Someone else's story did not line up. Loose them now. There's people lined up with cancer in the sick room, in the hospital room, and maybe someone's at home and have symptoms and really don't know what the symptoms is and afraid to find out. Loose them now in Jesus Christ's name. Get your hands off God's people, off their health, off their minds, off the work of their hands, off the territory where their feet travel upon. Loose them now. Loose them. This is what God is saying this morning. I had to bring you this word. I had to bring you this revelation. God is saying, loose them. They are mine. Oh, so powerful. The great I am is saying, loose my people and let them go. And I pray that many of you receive that word. That word of deliverance that just came across the airway. You receive that word. You hold on that word. And like God said, he told Martha, didn't I tell you? If you had believed, you would see the glory of God. and the Son of Man will be glorified because of it. And he's saying it in a way, now I told you this once before. I may have told you 3 or 4 different times, but I'm telling you again. Did I not say that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? That means the victory is coming from him. You will see it. You will know it. You will be able to testify to it. You will, your hands may be shriveled up because of arthritis, and those hands will begin to loosen. They will begin to loosen, and you will begin to open up your hands. Stretch out your fingers little by little, because your Lord and Savior is saying, loose my people. Get your hands off and let them go. You know, you may not be able to speak right now, but God is saying, open up your mouth and speak. Let those ears be open so that you may hear. Eyes open that you may see. Literally. Not only things going on around you, not only hearing people's voices, but to a point where you see the Lord, that you hear the Lord's voice talking to you, and understand and realize that it is he that is speaking to you. Now, I did promise streams in the desert. And this is going to capture some things of the story. This miraculous story begins with the following declaration. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. It is as if God were teaching us that at the very heart and foundation of all his dealings with us, no matter how dark and mysterious they may be, we must dare to believe in and affirm his infinite, unmerited, and unchanging love. Yet love permits pain to occur. Mary and Martha never doubted that Jesus would quickly avert every obstacle to keep their brother from death. Yet, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. What a startling word, yet. Jesus refrained from going, not because he did not love them, but because he did love them. It was his love alone that kept him from hurrying at once to their beloved, yet grief-stricken home. Anything less than infinite love would have rushed instantly to the relief of those beloved and troubled hearts in an effort to end their grief, to have their blessings of wiping and stopping the flow of their tears, and to cause their sorrow and pain to flee. Only the power of divine love could have held back the spontaneity of the Savior's tenderheartedness until the angel of pain had finished his work. Who can estimate the great debt we owe to suffering and pain? If not for them, we would have little capacity for many of the great virtues of the Christian life. Where would our faith be if not for the trials that test it, or patience without anything to endure, or experience and without tribulations to develop it? And that is so true. If we had not had to suffer, where would we be? Where would our faith be? What would we believe in? Who would we believe in? How could we be healed? Would we be healed? Who can estimate the great debt we owe to suffering and pain? You know, if we had not been suffering, if we had not been in such pain, we may not have ever called on the Lord Jesus Christ. We may not have ever called on the Son of God. We may have never called on God to help us, deliver us, save us. And maybe people that we know and love who do believe in God would not have, if they didn't believe, we wouldn't even have anyone to call on to get in touch with the Lord. So these obstacles that come in our life, they are there for a reason. That the Son of Man may be glorified in our life. Not just us, but him. like it says, if not for them, we would have little capacity for many of the great virtues of the Christian life. Where would our faith be if not for the trials that test it, or patience without anything to endure or experience, and without tribulations to develop it? Here goes a poem associated with this devotion. Loved, then the way will not be drearer. For one we know is ever near, drear near, proving it to the hearts so clear that we are loved. Loved when our sky is clouded over, and days of sorrow press us sore. Still we will trust him evermore, for we are loved. Time that affects all things below can never change the love he'll show. The heart of Christ with love will flow, and we are loved. Don't ever forget that. You are loved. We are loved. No matter we on the right track or not, no matter where we may be, no matter what we have done in the past, we are loved. That's what I love about God, knowing that he loved me when I was dead. When he loved us all before the foundation of the world, when we were dead in our sins, he still loved us. There's nothing we can do or say that will stop God from loving us. So are you out there trying to do any and everything that you can so that he will stop loving you? That's impossible, because according to John 1:4-8, God is love. You can't stop him from loving you. And some of us ought to be tired of trying to. We're so mad at God, some of us, so mad at him that we can't focus on, he loves me. These things had to happen. I had no control over them. Maybe he had control over it, but you know, there's also a scripture in the Bible that says you reap what you sow. Also says we live in a fallen world. It also says that, you know, there are evil things here, there are good things here. So everything is not going to be rosy, but he did promise that he would be with you through it all. Isn't that some comfort to know that he is with you through it all? He has not left you. He has not forsaken you. He is still there with you. He is still your helper. He's not mad at you. He's not mad at me. He is there for us with his love, with his arms outstretched, asking us all to come. Come. Listen to me. Hear me. See me. He wants us to stop looking at everything else, but turn our focus so that we can see him. He's saying, look at me. Let me be your focus. Let me give you my thoughts. Let me give you my ways, my will. Let me live your life through you. Where you're not alone. Where you're not by yourself. Where you know, you're not alone and you're not by yourself, but you feel like you are. We feel like we are when we go through certain things in life. We feel like we're alone and we are the only one going through it. We're the only one making the decisions. We're the only one getting the victory. I mean, our head is held high. Our pride is so thick, it's sickening. Because we think that we're doing it all for ourselves and by ourselves. And we're getting all the glory. Let us bow down and kiss each other's feet and kiss each other's hands and rings. There is a God who loves you. There is a God who loves me. And just like he loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, he loves you. He loves your family. He cares about what you're going through. And He knows what you're going through. A lot of times, God is just waiting for us to ask Him for help. Like, Lord, help me go through this. I know You are here with me, and I know You see and know what I'm going through. I need Your help. I need Your help to sleep at night. I need Your help to get up in the morning out of the bed and say, oh, Lord, thank You for another day. Go before me and make those crooked places straight. Because, you know, even being on this new day, I didn't have anyone to come in this morning. I do have someone for the next hour. But I was, what am I going to do? And He says, do Bible study. So He gave me Lazarus, who was dead 4 days. And Jesus went to the tomb because He loved him and said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus rose up out of that grave, bound in grave clothes. And the Lord said, loose him. Let him go. Those are the words God is saying to you today. And to whatever may be binding you, holding you down, stopping you, He is saying, loose them and let them go. He's speaking with authority there. This is His love for you. Loose them and let them go. I surely hope that you enjoyed that message. I enjoyed it immensely this morning when I read it. I thought, what a way to go throughout the day, knowing that God loves me and He has gone before me and He is making the crooked places straight, not just for me, but for His people whom He loves. This is Linda Sims, first hour. Prayerfully, I said something, or the Lord has spoken something into your heart through me that will help you, or you can help someone else. And at this time, we are out of time. So until the next hour, 11:15 until the top of the hour, 12 noon, Dan Stahl will be here, historian. So stay tuned and come back. Thank you and God bless.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on.